USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The federal government is assisting as wildfires continue to ravage the island of Maui, where at least 80 people have died. But Hawaii's Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke told CNN they are still surveying the damage.
We still have not completely done the assessment. The county of Maui is still doing its assessment, and our fear is the death toll will continue to climb.
FEMA Operations Director Jeremy Greenberg said the recovery operation is being jump-started, but cautioned that it will be prolonged. The Fulton County District Attorney is expected to present the Trump case to a grand jury as early as Monday. Former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan told CNN he's been subpoenaed to testify before the grand jury on Tuesday.
I have no expectations as to the questions, and I'll certainly answer whatever questions put in front of me, and certainly don't want to go any deeper than that to jeopardize or compromise the investigation. But look, for me, this is a story that is important for Republicans to hear, Americans to hear. Let's hear the whole truth and nothing but the truth about Donald Trump's actions and the surrounding cast of characters around him.
This means the DA, Fannie Willis, will have to begin presenting her case regarding allegations of Donald Trump conspiring to overthrow the 2020 election results in Georgia. Reports indicate she'll need up to 2 days to complete her presentation to grand jurors. Florida Representative Greg Stube is filing articles of impeachment against President Biden. His office released a statement saying he filed the articles for high crimes and misdemeanors. The paperwork featured accusations of bribery, fraud, and obstruction of justice. Stube said Biden has, quote, undermined the integrity of his office, and he endorsed former President Trump for the 2024 election. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
The governor of Arizona is declaring a state of emergency due to the summer's historic heat wave.
Governor Katie Hobbs released a statement Friday saying, "I'll use every resource at my disposal to help keep Arizonans safe as we recover from the heat wave and prepare for future events." The emergency declaration will make state funds available to support local heat relief efforts, including new cooling centers. I'm Julie Ryan.
The Kremlin claims Russian forces downed 20 Ukrainian drones over its annexed territory in Crimea on Saturday. The drone strikes follow similar attacks on Moscow. The Russian Defense Ministry also said it stopped a pair of missile strikes on the Kerch Bridge connecting Crimea to the Russian mainland. Using modern tech, the hunt for Nessie begins soon.
The biggest search for Scotland's legendary Loch Ness Monster in 50 years is set for later this month. Drones fitted with infrared cameras will fly over the loch in the Scottish Highlands, which is the northwest portion of the United Kingdom island. Scientists will also be using a hydrophone to detect any unusual underwater sounds. Organizers say the search will be the biggest since the early 1970s. I'm Lance Pry.
Barbie is expected to win the weekend again with another $30 million as it crossed the $500 million mark domestically. Oppenheimer is expected to pull in $17 million for second place. It's made more than $260 million in North American theaters. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, healthcare anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like